Let's talk ag education now. Jay Solomonson is a 1998 graduate of Orion High School, spent 17 years in the classroom as an FFA advisor and an ag teacher at his alma mater at Orion High School, and a nice new job opportunity, named District 1 Program Advisor for Facilitating Coordination in Agriculture Education. That's an acronym, FCAE. Congratulations, Jay. Basically a lifetime in ag education, pretty near and dear to your heart, I assume.
Yep, absolutely. You know, growing up on a family farm, agriculture has always been near and dear to my heart. And I was excited when I got my first teaching opportunity going back to my alma mater at Orion. So, and I'm excited again to continue on in ag education, serving in this role as FCAE program advisor.
Well, and you can speak firsthand in terms of ag education in the classroom. How strong is it currently in Illinois based on your 17-year experience in the classroom at Orion? I assume ag education is still a very big thing in the classrooms in Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, right now, there's about 350 total ag programs in the state, and we have about a little over 33,000 total students in Illinois, so taking at least one ag class. So ag education is growing. At least it's been growing since I started in the early 2000s. So, yep, and it keeps getting bigger every single year. FFA membership's going up, programs are going up, number of teachers is going up. So, yeah, it's alive and well in Illinois.
And what are you taking from the classroom and using in your new role? Are there certain things from your experience in the classroom that you're going to focus on as this, you know, District 1 program advisor for FCAE?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, having those numbers of years of experience, I've been exposed to all kinds of situations, problems, successes, and one of my main goals or duties working with this new position is I get to work with ag programs all throughout Northwest Illinois here. So, you know, taking some of those experiences, I think I can provide some insight, some advice to, you know, new and veteran teachers alike, just because I've been around for a few years.
Well, I know in your part of the state then, you know, you're talking about growing up in Orion, proud FFA tradition, contiguous district, Sherrard, very proud FFA tradition. I know over at Rock Ridge, they have a big-time program. Mercer County, their FFA heritage is very proud, even pre-consolidation with Aledo and yep. Westmer. So as we talk about, you know, you're dealing with some strong roots in terms of that area of the state.
Absolutely. And that's what's kind of nice too. I get to rely on a lot of colleagues, a lot of people that I've met over the years that are still in education. So, you know, even if it's something that I can't figure out, I got a lot of people that I can contact with lots of years of experience that could also be a great resource for some of our new teachers in our district.
And I'm going to read here verbatim. The FCAE project is funded through the Illinois Agricultural Education line item through the Illinois State Board of Education. Your position will include working with others to develop a comprehensive statewide plan for the improvement of agricultural education in Illinois schools. Additionally, yep. Solomonson will provide on-site and remote assistance to agricultural educators throughout Northwest Illinois, as well as professional development opportunities to teachers throughout the state. So I'm quoting that. Can you, long story short, can you expand on that a little bit or elaborate? I know it's more than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, absolutely. So the FCA project's been around since the late 80s. Right now there is six people that serve on the FCA project. Dean Dittmar is our state coordinator for the project, and then there's a program advisor for each of the five districts throughout the state. So I'll be getting to work with a great team to help implement our statewide plan. A couple of the big things that we do, and like I said, you kind of mentioned some of them, but We provide a lot of local programs of support, so I get to go out to different schools within my districts, work with the teachers, work with their programs to just to try to make them better, make the teachers' life easier. We also provide curriculum resources, the Ag Core curriculum that we've developed over the years has now gone online through a website called MyCart, and we provide that curriculum for the teachers, so we provide that, as well as professional development opportunities throughout the entire year, throughout the entire state. So whatever's coming down the pipeline, we hope to make sure that teachers are up to date on agricultural practices, education practices, and so forth.
How many counties, Jay, does District 1 represent, if you know?
Not sure on the exact number of counties. We go all the way to the Wisconsin border up by Galena. As far east is Interstate 39, and as far south is around Peoria. So we got pretty much all northwest Illinois there.
Yeah, that's a big area. So then to leave the classroom, you blood, sweat, and tears for 17 years as a FFA advisor and an ag teacher at Orient. How tough was it for you to leave the classroom to take this position on?
Yeah, it's probably one of the hardest decisions that me and my family have made. The good thing is that the office is just going to be down the road. I'm down here in Moline at the Rock Island County Farm Bureau building. But we're not moving anywhere. We still live on our family farm outside of Orient. My kids are still going to get to go to the Orient School District. I plan on being active with our FFA alumni still within Orient. So I don't feel like I'm actually moving. I feel like I'm just kind of moving on. We just hired a new teacher, and I look forward to see what she's going to do with the program there. But I'm excited. That's about it.
Well, it's interesting. In you talk about your roots in Orion. I was thinking today, this week, I was talking to DM Bloomberg, who's down to Illinois Farm Bureau in news and communication, lives in Orion. Allie Size, an Orion High School graduate, now working at Illinois Farm Bureau. I just talked last week to Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group. He's an Orion kid. And now Jay Solomonson is an Orion kid as well. So brag about these Orion kids, man, and doing big things with agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a successful program for years, so I can't take a lot of credit for that. But I'm always excited to see Orion graduates, people from Orion, doing well within the ag industry. It's just that's something I think I'm going to miss a little bit coming out. Is I've had a lot of students come out and be very successful within the ag industry, or I mean, really within every industry. Orion's a great school district, so I'm proud of all those students. I'm proud of the people who went before me. So, it's like the sign says outside of Orion, it's a great hometown. So,
congratulations, Jay Solomonson.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Again, a 1998 Orion grad, 17 years in the classroom, and named District 1 Program Advisor for the Facilitating Coordination in Agriculture Education. That's the FCAE project. His first day on the job was Monday.